It's 10:30 a.m. on day 25, Thursday the 20th of August. I'm cycling westwards about 190 kilometres west of Fitzroy Crossing, where I stayed last night. I've got about 40 kilometres to go to get to Willair Bridge Roadhouse, where I was where I am planning to get something to eat before doing the last 130 kilometres to Roebuck Plains Roadhouse, where I booked a cabin for tonight. That makes it a pretty long day, 360 kilometres. Conditions at the moment are a mix for cycling. On the plus side, I've got a nice following breeze, so it's not very hard to maintain a reasonable pace, and the road is generally flat to mildly undulating, so no killer hills, just rolling along. On the negative side, at 10:30 a.m. it's already very warm, sun's blazing down. I lost my sunscreen yesterday, it bounced out of my my little holding container in the night. I heard something plastic hit the ground, and while I was riding, and I did a quick check of everything that I thought it could possibly be and didn't notice. No sunscreen on today, although I'm by now pretty brown anyway. But it was a bit, I need to get some more. It was a nice little roll-on container, which was easy to apply and didn't take up all that much room, so a little bit of a loss. I can't say I've had a great day. The first, I got up at about 11:15 p.m. after 5 hours sleep, and as usual, those terrible moments where the last place you want to be is leaving after 5 hours sleep to ride 360 kilometres on a hot day. I really didn't want to do it. Anyway, I packed up and left and got on the road, and it was quite a mild night. Even at soon after midnight, it was only t-shirt required, and I headed east, conscious that I need to keep the momentum up to get through this long day at a reasonable hour. But I just couldn't help myself thinking over and over again about 26 more starts on 300 kilometre days after 5 hours sleep. I just didn't want to do it. I just couldn't get out of my thought, out of my head. It was almost like a black mood. Wouldn't have taken very much then to persuade me to just chuck it all in. What's the value? Why keep inflicting this on myself? It's totally up to me. Am I really gaining enough to make it worth the commitment? In many ways, I'd sooner be home, getting on with the other aspects of my life. And also knowing that all those 300 plus days that I have to do, 300 kilometre plus days, they're not all going to have a following wind like I've got at the moment. And that'll make, you know, somewhere there's going to be a reason why I can't make it one of those days, big time, and then the whole quest will be over. And so if that's the case, then why am I still doing it? And that black mood was compounded by the fact that around 4 o'clock I just became incredibly sleepy again. I guess that's a function of not wanting to be there. There's no adrenaline pumping. I don't think I'm sort of on course to break the record. I'm still short of halfway. I know I've got a lot of long, lonely stretches in the next week before I get down to Perth. Bad news, and anyway, I got very tired. I took a couple of caffeine pills. They didn't seem to have any effect, which is a little bit worrying. And I really was drifting. There was pretty much no traffic, so it wasn't really an issue. But my pace was just falling right off every now and then. I sort of shake myself out of it and say, "Hey, you got to keep pedaling," you know. But I'm sure my speed dropped off to about 15 kilometres an hour for a while. Probably the thing that rescued me was that I came onto some roadworks, a long stretch of probably 10 kilometres of gravel road detour, paralleling the road which is being upgraded. And that required a fair bit of concentration because there were potholes here and there that had to be dodged. It wasn't really rugged stuff, but it was it required attention, and that seemed to get me going. Seemed to wake me up a bit anyway. And while negotiating that, or soon after, it got light enough that my lethargy started to lift a bit. However, probably about 7:30, I was just riding along back on the road, and I heard a twang that had a familiar ring to it. And sure enough, one of my rear spokes had broken. I don't know whether it got shaken up a bit on the dirt road, which wasn't that much earlier, but often the spoke tensions are a bit haywire in a new wheel, and the rear wheel's the new wheel I got with the new bike. Of course, it was a spoke which attached to the derailleur side of the rear wheel, which means even though I've got replacement spokes, I can't use them because I need to have a freewheel removing tool, which is big and heavy, and which I chose not to carry. So I messed around for a while. One consequence of this was that the wheel had buckled significantly, so that now it was rubbing on the brake caliper every time it came around, even though I've got the brake calipers loosened off a fair way. So I needed to straighten it. My memory told me that I needed to tighten some and loosen others to try and correct it, and I did that a little bit, and then I thought, just to be on the safe side, I'll dig out some of the paperwork I copied off the web, some critical pieces of bike maintenance documentation that I've carried with me, and I thought, oh, I better make sure I don't need any more broken spokes or I'll be in real trouble. I still got a long way to go to bike shops that are on the route. And I got that out, and it suggested that for a broken spoke, you bend it and then hook it round two other spokes crossing in approximately the right place. So it took me a little bit of fiddling around, but eventually I did that and screwed it in, and although it's not as tight as perhaps it needs to be, it's probably bearing some of the weight, and the wheel's more or less true at the moment. Certainly not rubbing on the brake caliper. Stopped again to check the spoke tensions. Couldn't find any spokes that seemed excessively loose, but this isn't an area of my expertise. Anyway, for the moment it's going okay, but all that screwing around cost me probably half an hour. I had to unpack and get out the documentation and get out the tools I needed to adjust the spokes and stuff. So I was already running late because of my black mood and difficulty staying awake, and then another half hour has made a long day seem even worse. However, on the plus side, as the sun came up, so did the breeze, and now with this following wind and a determination I've made, at least up until the next roadhouse, not to stop for very long in any of my breaks, not to sit down, just to stand up and have a drink and have a quick snack. I'm probably going to be not quite as late as I hoped. I'll probably be half an hour later at Willair Bridge than I hoped. I'll try and order something to eat that's not going to take more than half an hour, and then I'll get on the road again and I guess try and keep my stops to a minimum this afternoon. But I know up here, the road I'm on joins the road between Derby, which is quite a large port, and Broome, which is another large population centre up this way. And the traffic's going to increase considerably. A lot more trucks. And I remember from riding the same leg last year, that afternoon was very hard work. And if the temperature does get to around 38 as predicted, then it's going to be even tougher. So I'm not eagerly anticipating this afternoon, but if the breeze stays the way it is, I think I will make it. I guess I'm shooting for about 7 p.m. at the roadhouse, which may mean a later start tomorrow morning. Countryside's mostly scrub. I guess it could be described as savanna. Some open areas with a lot of termite mounds visible. Other areas, like where I am at the moment, the grass is probably a metre and a half high, straw, and then there's trees, a lot of trees scattered amongst the scrub, so I can't see for very far in any particular direction. There was one small mountain range that the road crossed, but there wasn't that big a hill. That did give you a few views, and I've seen some cattle and some horses sort of grazing loose by the road. I don't imagine they were wild horses, I imagine they were just belonging to some station around here. A few baobab trees around, a couple of really great big specimens, huge fat trunks. Not much else. When I left Fitzroy Crossing this morning, the Greyhound bus was parked there. Obviously, it arrives in Fitzroy Crossing about midnight and then continues heading on towards Darwin. The other thing I forgot to mention about Fitzroy Crossing is that I remembered from last time that there was a supermarket quite close to the motel where I was staying, but I was there on a Sunday and it was closed last time, so I figured that would be a good advantage this time. But when I got there, the whole supermarket complex had been burnt, not to the ground, but pretty devastated. There were no shops or anything in that particular block, and the supermarket had been moved to a sort of giant shed behind the local footy ground, all the stock neatly laid out on trestle tables and presumably hired freezer cabinets around the side. So I went over there, but it was far enough that I had to ride, so that added a bit to the tedium of the evening, having gotten in about 3:30. By the time I dropped my gear off and rode up to the supermarket, got some food and drink for tomorrow, but there's no takeaway food there, so nothing for dinner. And then got on my bike again and rode down to the roadhouse, and got the things I couldn't get at the supermarket, plus got a pie and a sausage roll for dinner, not much choice. You know, an hour had gone already before I was back at the motel room. Still unshowered, downloading done, repacking, none of that stuff. Anyway, it's just the way it is. It's one reason why it's nice to stay within a very quick walk of any shops I need. I was very dehydrated last night. I drank a huge amount of fluid when I, you know, sort of from when I stopped, even though I'd been fairly religiously drinking about a litre per 40 kilometres all day in the heat. I went to bed incredibly bloated with fluid. I thought, oh, I'm never going to be able to sleep. Just by way of example, what did I have? I had two 600ml cartons of milk, two 1.25 litre bottles of soft drink, plus what I ate. But when I woke up in the morning, I was thirsty. And I've still been thirsty, although I'm again trying to make sure I drink about a litre per 40 kilometres. And I'll be able to restock at this Willair Roadhouse for the last 130k to Roebuck Plains. Okay, that's it for now.